866-2237.
There's a lot of damage here in the neighborhood, and so it's going to take a neighborhood effort to get it all cleaned up and get everything going again. Kind of got in the hallway, grabbed our neighbor's son was with us, and just kind of grabbed him and got in the hall and just took shelter and felt the whole vibration. It sounded like a big old train coming through our house.
As soon as it passed us on the east side, I contacted my mom as soon as I can. It took 12 tries, and as soon as I contacted my mom, she called me crying, saying everything was gone.
There's trees, there's fires, the gas lines are broke, houses are gone everywhere. Like I said, we don't know if ours is standing or not, so we can't get to it. So don't know if our animals are safe, so it's been a tough night.
The materialistic things, those are materialistic things. My mom couldn't be replaced. All the things inside of the house can, so I'm not really worried about it. I'm still positive. I heard my mom's voice, so as long as I got that, and I'm all right.
Yes, indeed. Four states with funnels in their faces. Very scary stuff. And that's some of the sounds of the people who, as you could tell, were either gearing up for it, worried, concerned about those funnels dropping out of the sky and surviving it. Once again, that's the mode that we're in across this country. The Belly of the Beast, Tornado Alley. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. If you went to see the Hunger Games, geez, you weren't alone. Kids Killing Kids, very popular. Sort of taking over the role of Harry Potter in his country. It seems that people can't get enough of that. So the Three Stooges, a little bit of a tougher time at the box office. We'll get into some numbers for some fun a little bit later this hour since we do our cheap movie review heading into the weekend. Also, we're going to dive into the two dreaded words they hate to hear at the White House. You know what the two dreaded words are? Well, maybe there's a few more words, but sex scandal. Say it again. Sex scandal. This time attached to the Secret Service. Seems like being in part of the delegation, going ahead of time, the advance team, to make sure everything was safe and nice and tidy for the president and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was a dangerous job, one that involved hookers and booze. Ooh, we'll get to that. But first, let me start off here as the captain of the ship talking about those funnel clouds. I've said it before, until you live through it or see them, there is nothing like the real thing. It is unbelievable. All the words that I could muster up would never describe to you what it is like to go through that. So another set of storms breaks out. You can Google it. This is radio, but you can Google it, my friends. Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri. You can Google it and you can look and see just what has happened over the weekend and heading in to next week, what is predicted to happen. So a bunch of states, 10 tornadoes reported Sunday. 3 in Minnesota, but 3 kids were among 5 people confirmed killed in Oklahoma. Really, really nasty. No way to get out, stuck in a trailer. I mean, Oklahoma was so hard hit that the governor, Mary Fallon, declared, boom, a state of emergency in 12 counties because they know that they got to get that stuff there. They have to expedite anything that the people would need. Now, all the deaths were tied to that, to Oklahoma City, a small northern spot. Woodward is the name of the place, about 12,000 people or so. And to give you an idea, because I know geographically you're trying to figure out, well, okay, where are we talking about? So north of Oklahoma City, about 85 miles west of Enid, that's a popular place, and a very small, small rural town, 12,000 people. So sadly, a man with his 2 girls and another girl also killed in that same area. And it was at a mobile home park because you know what happens if a tornado rolls through there. They were apparently in the trailer and it rolled over several times, and, you know, that was it. And there were a couple of people that died when the car they were in rolled over a couple of different times. And a bunch of people in that area also headed to the emergency room immediately because they had various things happen that they were caught in, but luckily survived with their life. So you had about, you know, 90 to 100 houses that were slammed, some completely flattened, had about 13 or 14 businesses. You know what happens with transmitters if it's in the eye of the tornado, and boom, the tornado just goes right through. It hits the transmitter, so you've got siren and tornado systems that were knocked out, just knocked out, electricity gone. So the timing of the tornado and what happened in that area, just awful. Very smart of that governor to immediately jump on this, not to wait. Now, the Kansas governor, Sam Brownback, talked about the tornadoes that touched down there and said that they can't confirm how many, but he thinks, he's been told, close to 97 tornadoes. So now if we add up all the numbers of what's being reported, about 122. That's incredible. Not every single one of them gigantic. Some of them were small, spun around, and then twisted out. But nasty stuff. I mean, this is becoming all too common for me to crack open this mic and say, oh, Mother Nature is nasty. Because here we go again. Here we go again with people just trying to put it together. And how many people in really, let's go back a year even, up to the date now, how many people are still trying to piece their lives together from previous tornadoes? Not to mention what just happened a couple of weeks ago in Dallas, where nobody was killed, but tons of homes were leveled or partially destroyed. In Wichita, parts of downtown Wichita and McConnell Air Force Base, they had some pretty decent damage there. Structural things is what they're worried about, but they have flooding in Wichita, Air Force Base, same thing. There were hundreds of employees who were working at a place called Spirit Aero Systems. It's a plant, so they make fuselages and other equipment for Boeing. And that twister came through and caused the roof to collapse with all those people. No one was injured. And then workers there, because with the roof gone, were told, you know, don't come until Wednesday. It's that bad. That bad. And so imagine that area for things that were canceled. Country singer Miranda Lambert had a concert Saturday night in Wichita, which was interrupted by a tornado. She was immediately taken off the stage. Fans were kept inside the area. And you had a storm that really ripped up that area. So she said, you know, she went back on stage eventually and said, thanks for waiting this out. So they were actually pretty lucky. We switch from storm damage to damage of a different sort when it comes to the Secret Service and this big, gigantic sex scandal. We got the details on the flip side.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making amends. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than life. I'm gonna watch it grow.
The General Services Administration, not the only group that likes to party on your dime and mine. Check this out. Ooh, you ready? Ready for a good scandal? So, the president had to answer to some allegations about prostitutes, not for him, but for Secret Service agents in Colombia. About 11 Secret Service guys are being investigated over some preliminary findings that they allegedly, I'm doing all the things you're supposed to do, brought back several prostitutes to a hotel, you ready for this, in Cartagena, Colombia. Okay, so you get why this is going on, because there's a huge meeting in Latin America with a whole bunch of countries, including the United States, being at the heart of this thing. And what happened in Colombia at the Summit of the Americas event, right leading up to it, is nasty business, right? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to spend our dime on prostitutes. So the Secret Service in question were sent back to the U.S. They're on administrative leave. The U.S. military says five U.S. troops who were working with the Secret Service are also being investigated, because they missed curfew and allegedly they partook in some kind of misconduct at the St. Columbian Hotel. And, you know, this is the deal. They're representing the United States. That doesn't really jive when you have that job of Secret Service. And I'm going to go back to the same thing I said before. My dime, your dime. Do we understand that after the millions, because it's going to be millions with the GSA on all their fun parties and giving out jackass awards, that's what they called them, to each other. So we go through this whole thing, and now we've got the stuff with the Secret Service. Of course, the Secret Service, this just happened. The GSA stuff has been going on for years. So here's the deal. None of the agents or officers that are actually being investigated were sent home, were part of the president's personal protective detail. And the president was not at the Hotel Caribe, where this stuff probably happened, is what they're saying. But there were journalists there. There were other dignitaries. Do people not get the way reporting works these days? That anybody who wants to flip up a blog can? And it's so easy with phones, the way they are now with cell phones, to easily, you see someone with that insignia, and you know, I mean, do we not know what a Secret Service person looks like? Even the bad guys have sketches. They get it. They know what they look like. So they think they're not going to get caught. Nobody's going to rat them out. So Congressman Pete King, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, was briefed and talked about it over the weekend, saying that the government brought prostitutes back to their rooms on Wednesday night, and one of the women didn't leave the room in the morning. So a hotel manager tried to get in the room. Eventually the woman came out, and this is what she said. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, or a woman who's owed money. She said she was owed some dollars. So there was a dispute with at least one Secret Service person and a woman that he brought back to his hotel over the request to be paid. Huh. So this is a problem. They didn't know they were prostitutes. Clearly, I'm going to say this is the biggest scandal in Secret Service history that I can think of. Absolutely. Usually you're not hearing about the Secret Service, certainly not in this way. So what do you think, America? How are you feeling about the people who are working on your dime? 855-266-KATE. I know we have a new number. I'm going to keep just pounding it into your head like I pounded it into mine. 855-266-5283. Here's what the Prez had to say.
If it turns out that some of the allegations that have been made in the press are confirmed, then of course I'll be angry. What happened here in Colombia is being investigated by the director of the Secret Service. I expect that investigation to be thorough, and I expect it to be rigorous.
All right, thorough and rigorous, just like those Secret Service guys were, and they didn't want to pay. That's the bad part of that, right? Look, if you don't pay, you don't think somebody's going to say something? So truly, one of the craziest things, anyway, that happened coming out of Colombia. What happens with Latin America? What happens from this summit? We don't know. We'll see if anything decent comes out of this. going to make any kind of deals with Venezuela? I doubt it. The butcher wasn't on hand for that one. So how long has this been happening? Is this only now? So when these people get fired, are they allowed to retire with their pensions? Do they get the full pension? Probably, right? So they boot you get your full pension to boot? There aren't great words for this either. Except for duh, losing, duh, and not paying. Moving along from the Secret Service to a couple of other things that shook our world over the weekend. Because, you know, you might do this thing where you check out. You pay attention during the week, and then it's the weekend, you're whipped, you got a couple of days off, so you say, you know what, I'm just gonna chill. I'm not gonna flip on anything. I'm not gonna pay attention to anything that's happening. I'm not worried. I'll find out. I'll catch up in the next couple of days. One thing that would be very cool to do besides be a Secret Service official. No, I'm kidding. I know a couple of guys that work for the Secret Service, and they're very nice, and they've wanted to do it their whole life, and they're terrific guys. But the Boston Marathon is Monday. The Boston Marathon might not be so crowded. You know why? Because they're predicting it's going to be about 90 degrees. They're actually allowing runners to defer their entry into the race until 2013 because they're trying to discourage people from taking on this hot weather, because how dangerous would that be? You know, all the first-timers, people who think that, you know, this is their year, they're gonna clobber the marathon, they got in great shape, they've been training for it, but they don't really run. They just started to take it up in the last year or so. So trying to avoid that from happening, they're putting it out that, yeah, you might be able to fry an egg along the route, so maybe you want to just stay away. If they're telling you that you can wait for a couple of years and keep holding, you know, hold on to that entry spot, or you can wait for a year, rather, hopefully some people take them up on it, because I think it could be disastrous. I could be popping on the airwaves next time we meet telling you about some awful things that happened at the Boston Marathon. I mean, for goodness sake, it's hard enough to run a marathon as it is, over 25 miles. Can you imagine? Some of you listening to me might be in great shape. You might be able to do 25 miles like nobody's business, but I'm just betting that most of you cannot tackle that kind of a distance. And if you did, and especially you throw the heat into it, even if you're gearing up for it, it would create some nasty problems. So I'm wondering how many people will be there. Usually the Boston Marathon and the New York City Marathon get huge numbers of people, thousands of people who pre-register, and want to be part of it. They've either waited for however long to try it, or for whatever reason. So you got your professionals, I'll call them professionals, that run all over the place, amateurs that are like professionals that end up being in the Olympics that are incredible distance runners. And then you have people that are doing it for various reasons and have gotten the best shape of their life, but still, imagine how many people could end up collapsing as a result of 90 degrees, and maybe even more. They're saying it could reach 90, but might actually go a little bit higher than that. At least 90 is sort of the baseline temperature. Hey, coming up on the flip side of America tonight, we bring it all around as we head for our final turn. You don't want to miss it. Some of the big blunders over the last couple of days, although we already have heard about a few, right?
Healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Benelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement.
We're banking up on that final turn as we get ready for the straightaway, heading for the tail end of the hour. So to hook you in, a couple of things. One, I know that everybody has an opinion on George Zimmerman. Still, this is the buzz in the backyard. I know, if you are just tired of talking about it, I am so sorry. But I understand the repercussions because of the implication, especially for gun laws in Florida. Well, a bond hearing will be set, or is set actually, for next Friday for George Zimmerman. It's early in the morning, so probably he gets bonded out. That's what his attorney, Mark O'Mara, that was his intention, not to ask for bond until he knew a safe place where George Zimmerman could go and he wouldn't have to worry about something happening to him, certainly not going back home, but he had already had left Sanford, Florida, the area where he shot Trayvon Martin at the end of February, and then all of this happened. Something else, we'll keep tabs on what's happening politically, of course, because now more and more polls are coming out that are squaring down to just Mitt Romney and Obama. A Rasmussen poll released, gives Mitt Romney a 4-point edge over President Obama. We talked about that a little bit last week. We'll seg more into that. And taxes. Oh, yes. The dreaded tax day is upon us. So if you're expecting a refund, why haven't you filed? Get that money back. It's your money. Why should you let the government keep it? Get your money back. And if you owe money, I understand. You're waiting until the last second. I understand the pain. It is like going to the dentist, isn't it? So the 17th, Tuesday, that's D-Day. That's it. Get your stuff in so you don't have to pay penalties. Who wants to pay penalties? Oof, I don't. All right, speaking of penalties and feeling like maybe the noose is around your neck, you know the expression ball and chain? This is a real shocker coming out of Hollywood. And, you know, do we care what's going on with celebrities? Some of us, not really, not that much. Except for that these two are such uber famous stars. Unless you're blind, and even if you're blind, you probably have heard of these two. And you may have also, at some point in your life, seen one of their movies, let's say. So, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are engaged.
What, are you kidding me?
Why? Here's what happened. She had a huge ringer. She had a huge ringer. She had a huge ring on her finger while she was popping around L.A. She was at the museum, and since the paparazzi is just part of the entourage, somebody found out and easily shot her hand and realized, oh, she's engaged. And I guess because they're so hyped, so talked about, so, you know, everything else, it's that's it. They got six kids, including, you know, some adopted children and some biological children, and I guess they're all gonna get to watch them do this marriage thing. But for all the people who thought it wasn't going to happen, yeah, it's happening. So how do they keep a lid on that? How do they invite people to that wedding? Maybe they can't. They just have a little private ceremony in their house. I don't know. But for what it's worth, there's somebody who finally decided to take the plunge. Maybe they got tired of people asking them over and over if one of them was pubbing a movie or, you know, hey, to their credit, they're involved in a lot of good causes and give money to a lot of people. And, you know, Brad Pitt helping to redesign parts of New Orleans and trying to help the people out there. So the curiosity factor, let's just say, is off the charts with the two of them. I don't see how they have a wedding without somehow the paparazzi, somebody finding a way to get a snapshot of them. We talked about the storms and how big they were smashing into the Midwest. It's just shocking to say, 122 tornadoes touched down in Kansas or Oklahoma. Four different states hit by it. Terrible, terrible stuff. Because then everybody's left with dealing with the matchbox syndrome where you have to clean up the house and half of it's gone and the insurance adjusters. But at least, and sadly there were five people that lost their life, at least it wasn't a huge number of people who were killed. Often with these tornadoes lately, which is so surprising, is you're not talking about 50, 30, however many people killed, because the tornado is not going to spare any victims. If it hits you dead on, it's very lucky to survive that, because things become flying objects. And, you know, I don't have to describe this to you. You know how crazy it becomes and out of control. So the good news is that it wasn't an incredible amount of people that were actually killed in these tornadoes. Here's another thing with the, it seems often we've got now these problems with various government agencies. We mentioned the Secret Service and the sex scandal at the top. And the GSA was the favorite punching bag last week. And how can you not take a shot at them? It's just too easy. When they release their own videos, they end up becoming huge YouTube sensations. Not because they have great voices, because they're mocking the government. And then you have this craziness with the Transportation Security Administration people. You got a bag inspector. And this happened to be at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, which is the fourth biggest in the country at this point. And so you have a TSA guy who stole iPads, 8 iPads, for when going through the stuff. Somehow he was able to confiscate them out of people's bags. And sure enough, eventually they tagged him. Eventually they figured out that they zeroed it down to, or narrowed it down to, okay, it had to be him. There was somebody in the end of January that had an iPad that was stolen, and he traced it. Do you love this? He traced it electronically to a house in Bedford. So that's part of really how they were able to nail the TSA guy that was going through people's bags. So now that's what it's come down to. There might be a chance something gets stolen. I'm just saying, when it goes through, so maybe you ought to put a tracking device on your electronics. I mean, talk about ridiculous and unacceptable. That's pretty ridiculous and unacceptable. The TSA naturally releases a statement. The statement is gobbledygook. The unacceptable behavior of the individual in no way reflects the dedication of our nearly 50,000 transportation security officers who work tirelessly to keep our skies safe. They must just cringe when they hear stuff like this, when you have somebody who's ripping it off and then trying to resell it, it seems. So he's out on bail, the idiot that decided he was gonna reach in some bags and steal iPads. And his name is Clayton DeVelle, 36-year-old guy working for the TSA, working at one of the terminals, and was able to get his hands in enough luggage where he was able to pull things like that out. All kind of always my concern. You can't lock your luggage anymore, so why put there's the other part of this question. Why put anything valuable in your luggage? But this was off the line, so that's pretty tricky. You know, how was he able to pull that off? He somehow must have been able to maneuver it out of the bins or the bags, because I would think that would be pretty tough. I don't know if you're noticing it or not, but this is perfect for heading into our final, you know, our final turn. As I said, with oil prices now, what are you paying at the pump? Are you feeling any sort of relief? You know, I have my theory about what is the high water mark and what would it ultimately mean. I think the absolute ridiculous high water mark is $6. $6 in the United States of America could cost Barack Obama his gig, because nobody is suffering through any $6 and hearing any cries for it's not my fault, and, you know, that's why we have to all do alternatives, and that's why we have to be able to have money that's given to green companies and whatever. Nobody's going to buy that if it's at $6. It fluctuates. Four to a lot of people is a high water mark, and I think four is ridiculous too. But anywhere between $4 and $4.50, not good either. So it dipped a little bit. The price dipped a little bit. When I say dipped a little bit, nothing to write home about, like you're going to be able to go out and buy a pack of Twizzlers or anything. We're talking about a couple of cents. A couple of cents, that's it. So maybe you're not paying $4, but you're paying $3.97. And it just feels like it's not such a big ripoff. But you wait till you wake up this week, and you got to look at that price of oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange and see where we're at. At one point, it was $110, has dipped down about $104. We'll see what the opening mark is. Somewhere in that neighborhood, you're still talking about, yeah, you're still talking about four-ish, probably. And all of the predicting of five and six, I think it bounces back up when you get to Memorial Day weekend. And here we are already heading in to our third week in April, so we might see that bounce just about the time you're getting ready to go to grandma's house for a long weekend or party with the boys somewhere on some boat that you rented on some lake, but it's only 10 hours away and you got to pay for that gas coming and going, plus the gas for the boat as well. Hang with us. Mail next.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Walks barely down the street, ooh, way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust, yeah. I'm gonna get you, but another one bites the dust.
All right, I got to give out that phone number again. Remember, you're always allowed to throw in your 2 cents, of course, on this midnight, overnight highway of fun, 855-266-KATE. How easy is that to remember? Or 855-266-5283. I actually had to think about that for a second. I'm kidding. So, just remember it. Start to memorize it. Pretty easy. Think of your favorite football players or something that you can correlate the numbers to. You know, that's what people who have great memories do. They tie it to numbers. There's a big system where you can do that. Or rooms. If there is a room where you know where everything is, you take it and you remember things that way. I like the idea of the athletes and the numbers. That could be easy. So 855-266-5283. I said we would check the mailbag and it overfloweth again. So we're headed to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I do have mail. How about this? This comes to us from Randy on Romney. Says, Dear Ms. Delaney, I've heard you talking about Mitt Romney and the Republicans and the establishment. As a lifetime Republican, I have to say I will vote for Mitt Romney, but I do agree he doesn't really do it for me. He doesn't float my boat, for lack of a better way to describe it to you. I think he is an honorable man. I think he cares about America. I believe, absolutely, that he is self-made in a sense, because he could have easily taken a leg up from his father. So there are decent things about this man. I just don't think he truly represents a conservative, maybe a little shades of a conservative, but remember when he was governor of Massachusetts and all that. So I say good luck, because anybody but Obama, as he is going to spend us into the grave. But I do believe that Romney really, really struggles this time around. Yeah, that is the $10,000 question. What's going to happen with Mitt Romney? He's the guy. He is the presumptive nominee at this point, barring some other Hail Mary crazy thing that happens. It's him, and everybody's coming out of the woodwork, Republican-wise, to back him. Is it more, I mean, here's the thing. Based on even that letter, is it more about anybody but Obama, or, geez, we really like Romney, let's get him in? In other words, if the numbers are higher for Republicans going to vote, let's say in the mythical world, in the utopian world, 97% of card-carrying, which would be shocking, card-carrying Republicans go out and they vote for Mitt Romney. Are they voting against Barack Obama to be reelected again? Or are they voting for Mitt Romney? What do you think it would be? If you weighed the two things out, what do you think is more likely? Might be 50-50. Might be 50-50. Of course, now when he's officially just the guy, he's going to hit more towns and talk to more people, and we'll see how people approach Romney after that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Keep that number close. I got to really start pounding into, I know, because the other number pops up in your head. But we're very excited to have a new number, and I wanted to get it out there. Let's go to another one. This one from Ted, listening to us in Dallas. Well, hello, old friend. I used to listen to you on KRLD and the Ticket in Dallas. Glad to hear you now. Glad to hear you talking about politics and other things as well. This whole thing with George Zimmerman just flat out stinks. It's lousy because if he had only, as a neighborhood watch person, whether he decided to take it upon himself or not, if he had only just followed the kid, which he was doing, and stayed away, this would have never happened. Can you imagine how he is replaying this in his head? It's a nightmare for any gun owner to think pulling the trigger in this situation was not advisable. Putting himself in this situation, he shouldn't have done. Then he wouldn't be the most hated man in the Sunshine State. And I don't believe, by the way, as an aside, that Zimmerman was a racist. That's just a smokescreen, an excuse, and an easy way to rip apart the nation. So I would like to say that I believe George Zimmerman knows deep in his heart it was a mistake, and I don't believe that they will put him away, if this goes to a jury, that they will put him away for any amount of time. I think he walks. He could walk, because the focus is going to be on, I think the focus is going to be, on the whole stand your ground self-defense thing, and it's tough to prove on the other side, because Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old kid, is dead. So the prosecution's case could have some holes in it. It could have some holes in it versus what George Zimmerman is saying. And now it'll be up to the court of law to decide where they go from here. He gets the bond. They're filing different motions and whatnot. We could be talking about perhaps even a year before anything happens there or not. Let's take another one. This one comes to us from Meathead, listening to us in Connecticut. Hello, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to your show ever since we got your show on WICC. I've truly, truly enjoyed it. I have to say, I know you and you like sports. I've heard your Nail the Score, and also really got a kick out of that during the football season. I don't know if you saw this or not, because I know you keep up with this kind of stuff. Did you see the deal where Alex Karras is suing the NFL over head injuries? Ooh, I fear what is going to happen to the great game of football. Ultimately, what will happen with these hits? What will happen with the headshots? Although Alex Karras has every right, most likely, to sue. Imagine what the equipment was like when he played. For people who don't know who Alex Karras is, he played, he was in that sitcom in the 80s, Webster, and he's a former Detroit Lions player. His wife says he's got dementia and says it's related to all the smashes he took when he was playing football. This is actually, I want to say there's like a dozen now concussion-related type complaints that have been filed against the NFL from former players. There's like 700. There's 700 or so NFL players that that are represented by this law firm in Philly. That's how I know this. And they've now got this 12th suit that they're filing. And the saying that the league didn't do enough to warn players that they were risking permanent brain damage if they played too soon after a concussion, and that they concealed that for forever, for decades. So when these guys step away from the game and things start to happen to them, whether they're a little bit young or a little bit older, they think they're going to see more of this, that there's going to be more, you know, the impact of traumatic head injuries, concussions, that kind of stuff, and pushing people in the game. And when he played in the 70s, of course, that's what happened. You immediately were pushed back out onto the field or went back on the field. They didn't even think of not doing that. They would go out and play unless they were on a stretcher. But he played for 12 seasons for the Lions, and he was a defensive lineman. He was a big, beefy guy. Or he is a big beefy guy. He definitely took a lot of hits. Where these suits go will be interesting to watch, because it'll affect what happens in the NFL. Even though they're tweaking things now, it'll really affect them in the future, without a doubt.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.